Hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. If you could have anything you wanted, what would it be? I'm sure you would probably start naming some things off, like maybe a relationship, maybe a car, maybe money. But if I kept asking, you know, what else do you want? What else do you want? I'm sure somewhere down the road, you would actually discover what you actually wanted. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So I really am passionate about helping people live their best lives, and that looks different to everybody. But I'm pretty sure that if you could change one thing in your life right now, it would be a problem you're facing. Is that right? So real quick, here's like a fun fact. Did you know that depression is really just focusing on a problem? It's really just being consumed by a problem to where you can't think about anything else. You can't even think straight. But like, it's like kind of like you're watching the news all day. I mean, why wouldn't you be discouraged and depressed after having all that negative news and stories and murders and whatever hit you all day long? Why wouldn't you be discouraged and depressed, right? But I'd like to encourage you that once you stop looking at the problems, and you start looking at the promiser and the promises, you are truly going to live your best life. And I am 100% convinced that God does not patch us up like a pair of jeans, but that he actually heals us and transforms us from the inside out. Change starts right in here. And I truly believe that God is a good God and he doesn't want us to suffer. And maybe that's hard for you to believe because maybe you've gone through a rough time, or maybe you've lost someone that you really care about, or yeah, like maybe it's really hard. But stick around just for a few more minutes. I want to show you something, because God, he wants us to be happy. He wants us to live our best lives. He wants us to go on fun adventures and to live this adventure called life. And he truly wants the best for his sons and his daughters. And if I can encourage you and say that God does not give us problems like sickness and people around us, like maybe slanderers, or he doesn't give us mental or emotional problems. He wants to give us the best. But here's the thing. I want you to listen very carefully to this next part so you don't misunderstand, okay? Just listen. I need you to understand that God is only ever good. That means he has good ideas, he has good creations, and he has good intentions. He does not use a brownie point score sheet. He doesn't care. He doesn't count. He doesn't decide how good we are based on what we say or how much we pray or how long we read our Bibles and how many days or how many weeks out of the year we attend church. He doesn't even care how much money we give. That's not his heart. He is looking at one thing, our heart. His heart is to look at our hearts, which means he's looking at our thoughts, our intentions, our desires. And see, what religion teaches us is that if we pray hard enough, if we try hard enough, if we beg hard enough, if we cry long enough, if we whatever we do, it's based on our works. It's not based off of who he is. We do not teach enough who God really is. We sometimes will just teach like what he does, but no one really teaches who he is. So I'm sure you've probably heard of the kingdom of God, right? That's a really popular phrase, but do you know what it means? I've learned this from two amazing pastors, Gary and Brenda, because see, that kingdom implies government. You've probably heard the kingdom of God, but if you think like government of God, you might be like, what the heck is that? But the kingdom of God just really means like rules or principles that God works in. I'm sure you can like think, oh yeah, God operates in rules. I'm sure he has his rules, but it's not bad rules. Trust me, it's not bad rules. He set up his kingdom in love for us. He created us because he is love. He wants to love. He doesn't, he does love us, and he wants us to love him. If you think you're hungry for love, can you imagine having all these people around you who just like constant anyway, but he is love. But anyway, the kingdom of God, government of God, whatever, you can use them interchangeably, but the kingdom of God is like a little bit better in this context. But nowhere, just listen to this. This will you'll see clearly what I'm saying. But nowhere in the whole world do you see things random and out of order. Everything goes by laws. You know, trees don't just randomly spring out of the ground. I mean, of course, there's rules of time for like how long trees take to grow, right? The sun comes up every day. It doesn't decide to come up like maybe and then say, you know what, 5 more minutes. You know, the laws of physics, they don't just decide, you know, one day they're going to take the day off. Laws always work. Laws always work. And the first time I heard this, I was actually really bored. And I remember my mom, she used this example to get me to listen. It was a little dark, but it got me. And I'm very interested now. But she said that if a baby were to fall out of a crib, gravity is still going to work, even though the baby has no idea about the law of gravity. Ignorance of the law excuses not. Right? So God has laws and they work all the time. Laws work all the time. And the laws work even if we don't know they are there. See, God doesn't play by our rules or our thoughts. He doesn't play by religion's rules of you have to bet, you have to, if you want, like, whatever, you have to pray for 10 hours straight and a water break or whatever. He is a good father. He has a kingdom that is good, and you can rest assured, you can be rest assured that he always serves justice. So that being said, maybe many people think that God is going to show up in like this completely random way. But we already discussed that laws don't work randomly, and maybe sometimes laws work all the time. God doesn't help us out financially, you know, by sending an angel to leave millions of dollars on the front porch, right? And how do I know that? Because that's not how that, you know, like how do we know that's not how he works? How do we know that's not how his kingdom operates? Because he works through two things. God works through people, and he works through people with faith. He doesn't always have to work through people with faith, but I'll get to that in just a minute. But the devil works through people too, and I'm sure you've probably seen that with road rage, right? But God, he gave the earth to mankind, and he gave mankind something very important, something so special, a gift that is impossible to top. He gave Adam authority. God gave Adam authority. God gave Adam power. Authority is power, right? And he gave Adam the legal ability to make things happen. Legal, laws, authority. Do you see how this is all lining up? But see, whatever Adam said went, whatever, like he had the authority. But see, the devil, he was actually an angel. I don't know if you knew that, but the devil was actually an angel, and he chose to go into rebellion against God because he wanted the authority. So he's now cast down. He's on earth, and he sees this guy and this woman, and this man, this woman. They've got the authority he wants. So he's a tricky little snake, literally. But so he tricks him. He lies. The devil lies. God does not lie. It is impossible even for the devil to tell the truth. And it is impossible for God to lie. Don't get those two mixed up. So the devil comes and he tricks them into slipping under the rebellion with him. He drags them under and strips them of the authority. And now the devil has the authority. Now he is often referred to as the king of this world. So he lied to them how God is untrustworthy. So they slipped, they went under this rebellion. And he told them also that if they did, they would die. And they're like, you know what? Oh, well, whatever, you know, we'll go with this guy. But now everybody who Now everybody is now automatically born into this kingdom of darkness under his rebellion. But you know what? That's not the end of the story. We are not meant to live in this kingdom of darkness. We are meant to live our best lives. We are meant to live for God's glory. He wants the best for us, guys. You know what he did? He sent Jesus. Jesus died and rose again for us. And you know what? On the cross, he said, "It is finished." Not just that we can have life forever with him, but also that when he said it is finished, it means everything was paid for. That means everything. That means healing. That means provision. That means restoration. That means a good life. Jesus paid for a good life, and that's what our Father wants. So now you know that whatever you need, Jesus died to give you. But the devil does not want you to know that. The devil wants you to think that you just have to stay in this defeated lifestyle forever. But you know what? No. Jesus already died 2,000 years ago. That's a pretty long time. So why don't we have access to it? Why don't more people tap into it? Because again, religion has made it so complicated, but it's not. It's not complicated to tap into these lots. It's not some weird ritual. It's not spooky. It's so simple. And when I explain it to you, you might be confused at first. You might be like, no, it has to be harder than that, but it's not. One word. It's one word. Super simple. Faith. Now don't freak out. Listen how simple it is. Faith is how we bring heaven's power on earth. It's really just God working through us. Faith is knowing that what God said is the absolute final word. Religion has tried so hard to confuse this faith thing that it has to be done, with whatever. But you know what? It's just a decision. It's just like, you know what? Okay, God says he heals everything. I believe he heals everything. God says he is close to the brokenhearted. So I believe if I'm going through a rough time, he is right here with me. The Bible says that if I ask, God hears me if it's according to his desire. And how do we know if it's his desire? Read the Bible, guys. It's not that hard. You just read a little bit, you find your verses, you put them on the wall, and you have to know that if God is good, his word is good. If God is good, his word is good. And his word is 100% truth. The Bible says he heals all, he hears us. He heals everything from calluses to cancer to depression to whatever. God heals all. The Bible says that he hears our prayers. So we don't have to like beg and cry and whatever. We can be confident. The Bible says this is our confidence. Our confidence. We can be confident. We can be bold that if the word of God says it is, it is. That's all that faith is. It's not some weird thing. So now you know. So even if you don't know what your best life looks like, if you can know that you probably want a problem fixed. And I'm 100% sure that God cares about your situation and that he already has something written for you. So go see where the Bible is. I mean, see what the Bible has to say about your situation, see what it says, and believe that it is the truth. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. Please like this video and share with your friends and comment if you like this and maybe if you learned something new. I will see you guys next week and just stay in the truth. Okay, thanks. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to read our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.